Busy week for the Missouri Senate this week after a weather-related week off, but getting back into a full schedule. One of those bills that's making its way through the process this year is Senate Bill 26, which relates to law enforcement.
Yes, I was glad to support Senate Bill 26 and vote for it after a long filibuster that was overcome this past week. This week, the Senate did third read and finally passed Senate Bill 26, which protects public safety and provides a Bill of Rights for Missouri law enforcement officers. Senate Bill 26 ensures those who commit dangerous felonies against first responders are ineligible for probation. It also provides much needed clarity and stability for law enforcement officers during internal investigations and disciplinary actions. And the last thing it does is expands access to stress and mental health services for law enforcement officers. So we were able to both perfect and pass this bill this week, and now it's headed to the House for their consideration.
This is one of those measures that takes into account personal rights and as well as the rights of everybody involved in this.
Overall, it's a very all-encompassing bill, and I do believe that it will help our law enforcement officers become better law enforcement officers, protect the citizens of the state, but also hold those that are responsible for violent crimes, hold them responsible.
I think overall this has been affecting more of the larger cities, be it in Missouri or anywhere else, not so much in the smaller towns you see in the 21st Senatorial District.
Obviously, the examples that were brought out on the Senate floor for debate were mainly from St. Louis, as well as some from Kansas City. This doesn't have near as much of effect in the rural areas because we just don't experience these type of scenarios in the rural areas like they do in the city. So I was glad to see it get passed.
Gubernatorial appointments continue as well. You had one who's been nominated.
Yes. In my hometown of Warrensburg, Missouri, we have a Missouri Veterans Home that's one of the best, not only in the state, but in the nation. The Missouri Veterans Commission oversees the Missouri Veterans Homes as well as the Missouri Veterans Cemeteries. And I do have a veterans cemetery in my district as well in Lafayette County. I had the honor to present Randy Allwell, who's a retired Brigadier General from Missouri, to be on the Missouri State Veterans Commission, as well as he and his wife are owners of Allwell's Country Meats in Warrensburg, Missouri. So I was glad to present him. He will be a valuable asset to the Veterans Commission, and we'll take his role very seriously, and I look forward to having him help guide the Veterans Commission throughout these next 4 years.